Blog Talk Radio.
The one you're with, than to get caught up with the one you want.
The hit stage play, Little Black Dress, starring R&B singing sensation Karen White. From the movies Life and Juana Man, it's Miguel Nunez. From the movie Drumline, Candace Carey. And from the stage play Mr. Right Now, Chris Bolton. Coming to the Airy Crown Friday and Saturday, January 30th and 31st. For three explosive shows. With an ending too scandalous for radio. Tickets on sale now at the box office and Ticketmaster. Don't miss Norbert Brown Jr.'s Little Black Dress.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey of Magic 107.5 Atlanta Mix Show DJ. And you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Candace and Shelly.
It's looking fine. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are live on the air to the Just Say It to Candace and Shelly show. Wow. Okay, look. As I, you know, my co-host Shelly is out in San Diego. So, you know, as soon as she calls in, I'm sure she's in the back office. We have a very, very, very special, unique show today. We have, I don't know if you guys were on the air last week when we had the LFL, which means LFL is the acronym for Legend Football League. It actually started off as Lingerie Football League with an all-female football team. So we've been in connection with them since I've gotten back in Atlanta from tour. And we're cooking up something very, very, very special with these ladies, with this organization. So, in essence, I mean, we had to do it justice by bringing in, getting the men's version and getting their wisdom and kind of picking their brains on what they believe of what's different, the similarities, the contrasting, and if they have any advice to give to these young ladies, because I'm telling you, this is not a joke. This is not a whole bunch of women running around in bikinis and lingerie on the field. You guys want to check them out. They got a YouTube page. This is the real deal. These girls are going on. They're not going anywhere. This is just going to get bigger and better. I want to give a shout out to Nick Cannon Archives, the Nick Cannon Foundation, Mr. James Cannon, Shelly Montillon, the Atlanta Steams, Mr. Harvey Lee Armstrong, who is our very special guest today on the air. That's right.
Hello, hello,
I said
hello.
It. Hey, good morning.
Good. I guess it's morning in San Diego, but here in Atlanta, it's good afternoon. But I'll take it. How you doing?
You know what?
Can you hear me well?
For me, I can. This is Candace, by the way, and Shelly is in the back office. She'll be on soon. And, I mean, hey, we lost an hour.
I know. See, people should keep saying we lost an hour. We really gained. We gained. We woke up. That's the blessing. We woke up.
You know what? That's true. That's true.
That is true.
But I really, So how was church today?
Church was great. Church was great. I think a lot of people didn't get the memo that the time would be moved up because the church was it was half empty at 8 o'clock, and about 8:30, 9 o'clock, it was packed. So I think everybody was running the hour behind schedule this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we
got
that.
The the message was right. It was perfect. And I think we just enjoyed that and just the message of it. So you guys wanted to come out and join us one day at New Mercy Christian Church.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would definitely love going and check out the church because see where God wants to take me then from there. But so how many people did you see that looked like they were just coming in from the club?
See, that Candace, you asked a good question. That's the 11 o'clock crowd. We have two services, but every now and then I'll stay for both services. It's kind of funny sitting there watching the 11 o'clock crowd come in. They're younger, look like a few of them just came in, like a few of them still have the clothes they had on last night. But the blessing of it, they're there. But, yeah, you see a lot of the 11 o'clock crowd coming in and like they had fun last night.
Like they need to come repent for what they did last night. You can always tell
the ones that did something
because they're the first ones running down to the altar. Lord, forgive me. You're like, what did they do last night?
You're so right. You're like, okay, they must have had a great time last night. You see a few that stayed at the altar a little longer with both hands up. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to make it home. Thank you. Thank you for this, and forgive me for the sin. Forgive me for that and my thoughts and my lust. But the key thing is they are repenting, and that's a good thing. But, yeah, it tends to bring laughter when you see that. Because, and let's get it straight now, I'm just having flashbacks of a summertime where I knew that if I spoke too loud, they might be smelling some things that I was doing the night before. So from hanging out too long. So I'm just, I thank God for deliverance, but I ain't acting like I never did it, okay?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've all fallen short, right, of the glory and come
exactly.
Fall short. But let me tell our listeners, because we have a lot of people on the line right now, who you're talking to. This nice man that we have on the phone, his name is Harvey Lee Armstrong. He is a Texan native, former professional football defensive tackle. He played 9 seasons for the National Football League, played 4 years for the Philadelphia Eagles, and 5 years for the Indianapolis Colts. He was a Defensive Player of the Week twice in the NFL. I mean, 10 tackles, 2 sacks in 1 game against the Green Bay Packers, Man of the Year. But you know what? His priorities, he has his orders and priorities intact because he is a deacon, foremost, and above all this stuff, you put God first. And this man is a deacon, okay, above all the rest of his things. He's a family man, second. I mean, he has a beautiful daughter, beautiful wife, and, I mean, he also is a humanitarian, and he is tough. This man is an NFL football player, so he knows game when he sees one. You feel me? In and off the court. So, Harvey.
Yes.
Yes. So tell everybody how did your journey? I'm curious to know, how did you get to this transformation in your life? Did you always feel like God had a calling on your life to become a deacon?
You know what, and I have to admit, yes, because my father was a deacon, and my father's brother was a deacon, so I grew up wanting to be a deacon. I mean, let's get it straight, and I don't want to get it twisted. I always wanted to be a football player, and that was something as a young kid, but I always knew I wanted to be a deacon. But I'll tell a true story real quick and try to make it brief. When I first went to be a deacon, I was told – and I really haven't never told this publicly, so I'm like, I don't know what's guiding me to say this now. But we had to go through a certain orientation and a certain, and I was told that I wasn't ready to be a deacon. And, you know, that crushed me. That crushed me tremendously. How can man, how can my church tell me that I wasn't ready to be a deacon? And there's certain things and criteria you had to meet to be a deacon, because I just wanted to be a deacon because my father was a deacon. But it gets deeper than that. And so when they first told me that, I was like, what? Devastated, crushed. But through the grace of God and by studying and by getting being more committed to my walk and to what I need, what I was trying to accomplish, I was able to go through the class and achieve and be ordained as a deacon. So as a young man, I was destined to be it, but yet I went through a few obstacles to get there, and I went through a few rejections. And I'm just so thankful now that, of course, I've done that, but it wasn't an easy journey, but it was a very experienced, very knowledgeable, and a very eye-opening that, okay, only because you say you want to be a deacon, that doesn't it comes with the walk, it comes with the study, and it comes with a price, and I love the price that God made me pay to get there.
Wow, that is so. I mean, while you, the folks, I mean, what was the price? I mean, I know we have some callers, a lot of callers on the line. You know what? We're going to take a little break. Let me go in the back office and screen some of these callers and see what questions they have for you. Okay, Harvey? We're going to take a quick little break. We'll be right back. Absolutely.
That's fine.
Yo, what's up, world? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey of Magic 107.5 Atlanta Mix Show DJ. And you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Candace and Shelly.
Fantastic, and thank you for welcoming me. How are you this day?
Good, good. So we're well. Donald had a question for you, Harvey.
Okay. Mr. Harvey Lee Armstrong, or should I say 7'9", this is your former teammate, Quintus McDonald. How are you today, sir?
Get out of here, man. I'm doing great. I'm even better. Focus up.
There we go. So my question for you, Strong, is upon leaving the NFL and your conversion back into the arms of Christ, what was your biggest challenge immediate, your biggest immediate challenge? I understand that we lay down our cross on a daily basis, or pick up our cross, excuse me, lay down our flesh on a daily basis. But your biggest immediate challenge in your conversion, what was that, sir?
You know what? My first thought to that, my answer is giving up that lifestyle. That lifestyle can be fast and furious. You experience different people, different things, and it comes in all shapes and forms and colors, as we know. And so that was one of my biggest. I had so much fun playing in the NFL. I was always in church. But I was just doing church. I was playing that church role. That was my tradition. You wake up on Sunday mornings. You go to church, and so all of a sudden it was like, okay, now it's getting serious. And then I went through the transition of my life of going from the NFL to the real world, and that lifestyle wasn't there, and then I had to embrace a different lifestyle, and that lifestyle was Christ, the church. And doing it the right way. But the biggest challenge is like, man, I can't do what I used to do and still want to call myself a true Christian, consistent man. Not saying I'm perfect now. Not saying that I got it all together now. But I know I don't do what I used to do, and I've been delivered from a few things and just living that life of, you know, want to go party every Friday and Saturday. Want to hang out with the in crowd. You know, I still like the nice cars in the house. I ain't giving that up. You know, I might need prayer with that one. But just that lifestyle of living the fast and furious that the NFL provides. And it doesn't have to be an NFL. So that would be my answer to that, Mr. Q Dog.
Well, that is a tremendous answer. And I knew in my spirit that that's what you were going to say, because that's the same thing with me in the conversion and not just a Sunday morning church goer. But the understanding that we have to live a life that's pleasing to our Lord and Savior, that's a lifestyle. That's the walk. So I appreciate your answer. I appreciate and love you more than that answer. We are brothers for life, and it was great having this opportunity to speak with you on the phone. I look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Man, I do too, man. Tell Karen I say hello, and man, it just been a you've been a blessing to me, man. I love your testimony. I love your life. And I appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
Love you too, brother. Absolutely. Peace and love. Make it a great day.
You know what? This is Candace. But, I mean, Miss, what do you have? This is Candace. We have another caller on the line. Oh, yeah, Cole Chief is on the line right now this morning. How you doing, bro?
Yeah. How you doing? How's everything?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. All that clapping for me?
Yeah.
That's what's up. So how's everything? So how y'all doing this morning?
Good. We have Harvey on the line, and we have a Miss Shelly Montione is on the line too.
Good morning,
girl.
Everybody.
Okay.
I got in a little late. Good morning, Harvey. This is Shelly.
How you doing? How you doing, Shelly?
Hey, Shelly. How you doing?
It's perfect. Your timing is perfect.
Great.
Mm-hmm. So we were just talking, Shelly and Coach Heath, about his transformation from, you know, just transformation from being a football player, and now he's a deacon. So, you know, they're looking for his testimony. A lot of the callers were really, really curious about his testimonies. So that's what we were talking about. I know you got something to say about that. I know maybe you should just drink some coffee or some tea, you know, get yourself, you know, awoken, awake, and then we can go right in. But so, Mr. Harvey, what are your thoughts on the LFL?
You know what? I heard your intro and talking about the ladies and women's football. I'm very impressed. I had a chance to visit with a few, and I had a chance to watch some of the video. Can't wait to see a game. I just thought it was just a bunch of attractive, beautiful, sexy women. And mm-hmm. until I saw the video, until I had a chance to speak with them, they are mm-hmm. serious. I mean, they are taking mm-hmm. this game as serious as I did when I played, when I watched it, when I coached it. And so I'm very impressed with the hitting. I'm very impressed with the tackling. I'm very impressed with the throwing and the catching. And so it's not just a bunch of sexy, attractive women. It is a bunch of skilled football players that happen to be women. And that was a very, very shocking moment for me when I saw how serious they are and how good some of them are. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm impressed with them.
You're impressed with them? Well, you know, a lot of people are concerned just about, just about their padding and stuff like that, and a lot of injuries because of the uniform. So
yeah, can you hear me? With that said, I'm very concerned about that.
Someone is getting out of the elevator. Are you getting out of the elevator over there, Harvey?
I'm just sitting at I'm in front of the lake in my house and just enjoying the view and speaking to you guys. If it's the elevator where I'm at now, you know, I'm about to go, guys. So I'll come to get
you. You're going up. I monitor the noises. If that was heaven calling,
exactly.
I heard it and I was ready to
Thank
go.
Thank you, God. We all go praise God. But back
Thank
to
the Lord.
Candace, I know that's right. Candace, I'm very concerned with the padding, with the face mask. I don't feel there's enough safety. When I first saw the women, I was attracted to just what they had on. And I'm that typical man. Wow, man, this is a sick uniform. When I saw the sincerity of it and the more the physical side of it, I was very disappointed that their lead officials doesn't make them wear more padding. You know, like I said, it's not just a bunch of sexy women running around in bikinis. These are women that are serious about their craft, serious about their mm-hmm. play, and they need more serious gear. The officials need to be more serious of what they're trying to do with these women, and not just don't just sell sex, sell football. It just happens to be women. This is a different time of day. And age, 2015 is different. So I think mm-hmm. we can accept women's football. Just like the boxer, the fighter, the lady Rozzy, she has taken that sport to a whole nother level. I never wanted to see mm-hmm. two women beat up on each other. But people are tuning in because now you see boxing, you see fighting, you see martial arts. And so once mm-hmm. you take that sport to another level of seriousness and from the sincerity of it, then you have to appreciate that. You have to approach it that way. So they, you know, not to over-talk it, but they need more padding. And it's not just about sex. It's about now, hey, these women are serious. These are serious mm-hmm. football players. They just happen to be women.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're right, Harvey. They be on the field doing wrestling, taekwondo, football, a little bit of twerking, some praise dancing. They out there doing it all at one time on the field, and I agree. This is, you know, Shelly Mouncey on. I always have something to say, you know, whether it be good or bad, but I'm going to just say it with Candace and Shelly. And so, Harvey, we support that movement, and hopefully with your help, we can change the name of the San Diego game or even the Atlanta game if possible.
That's right.
Well, I'm all in, guys. I am. That's a commercial hour about you know, it's amazing. I just said that, and I thought about what the basketball and football league is doing with the women and women's sports and equality. And this goes right in. I'm all in. I'm all in and do what I can on this end. And I do have a few ears and on this side that has some influence. I'm not acting like I'm all that, but I have a few people that's going to listen to what I have to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say something about this. So
That's what's up. That is what's up. So, callers, we just have welcome to the show. For everyone that's just chimed into the show, you are live with the Shelly and Candace Just Say It show. We have a very special Sunday midday show today. We are connecting the NFL to the LFL. You know, game recognizes game. So it just had to be right to connect these two entities together. So if you have any questions, press Shelly, is it 3 or 5 on your phone? Shelly Mancion. I think it's press 3 on your phone. And a blue light will come up on the engineer board, and I'll know that you want to speak.
No, you press 1. Press 1, honey.
Oh, 1.
Press 1. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You know, it's funny because I feel bad because I called in, and, I'm fresh off the plane, you know, let me tell it. You know, I just got in last night, and so I'm barely just, you know, I literally jumped from the plane to the phone in, like, midair. You got to be surprised I did that. And I'm supposed to be behind. Candace. We've done this, how many shows? We have 365 shows down.
Oh,
46
go.
Million viewers, 46 million online
this?
Listeners.
Where are you going?
And you don't even, if you guys have any questions, push a 1. Push 1. Okay, now we got Harvey on the line.
Going?
And Harvey is quite entertaining, and we like you, Harvey. And we got Coach Chief on the phone. Coach Chief, you met Harvey?
Yes,
I'm here.
Have you met? You guys know each other? Like, do you know, did you guys just meet on the phone, on the line? Did you meet right now? Like,
Yeah. I think this is my first time, you know.
Meeting Harvey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, game. Right,
I'm
right
hearing that he said he played football, so, you know, I'm always down for the game.
Uh-huh.
Nice to meet you, Coach.
Yeah, I hear y'all talking about the Lord, too, and that's a good thing, you know. So.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
God in football, it doesn't get any better than that.
No, we have we have one of the running backs for the LFL who wants to chime in and get in on this conversation. Name is Aurelia. Aurelia,
hey.
Welcome to the call.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Hey, Harvey. Hey, how's everybody?
How you doing, Aurelia?
Hey, Aurelia. Good morning.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart.
How's everybody doing? Everybody
good?
Good.
Well,
how you feeling? I know you guys had a practice yesterday. The question is, how are you feeling? Are you sore? That's the question.
I'm sore. I re-injured my leg again yesterday, so it was kind of a bittersweet practice for me yesterday. Yeah, I'm a little disappointed about that, but yeah. About running routes and running, it just happened again yesterday. So, not very happy about that. But you know, I still support my ladies and Team Atlanta Steam. But I'm just a little disappointed in my leg, more so than anything. Yeah, injuries. You know, it just happened to me. And it caught up with me. So, yeah, that's how yesterday went.
Okay.
How's everybody?
Hey, Aurelia, if I may ask a question. This is Harvey. Aurelia, if you guys had more padding, do you think you could have prevented the injury you sustained yesterday?
Well, it's a reoccurring injury, so it already was a quad strain. So when I just ran, it just re-injured, just hit it the wrong way. I'm not sure padding had anything to do with it. It's just, you know, my body
exactly.
wasn't ready for that physical aspect of it. That's all.
Right.
You hurt wait. Harvey, this is Shelly. So you hurt your ankle? Because you know they don't have any pads for ankles. You better watch out now, because down here at the Del Mar Fair racetrack with the horses, they take them to the back and shoot them. So you better do something real quick.
It's a quad injury, not ankle.
Okay.
It's a quad. It's a muscle pull. It's a quad strength. Yeah. Has to do with muscle. Yeah, no one hit me.
Yo, you better press reset.
I'm about to press reset.
Yeah, we about to press that reset button.
Yeah. We woke up this morning. Wait. Candace called me this morning talking about, Shelly, are we okay? I said, what are you talking about, Candace? Like, I'm already tired. Nick Cannon said he's going to press reset, the reset button. Does that mean he's talking to us? I said, he better not be talking to me. Should I come over there with Mariah and the kids going crazy? Nobody's resetting nothing around here, taking me to the back trying to shoot me. It ain't going to happen. I show up in a uniform myself, and it might not be the uniform he want to see. Nobody canceling the show.
Hello.
Shoot, pull out the guns. Pull the gun out, Candace. Let
her
know we for real.
Dog, I had to put my guns back, but you know what? I got some train dogs.
Get
out
the
train,
Nick. Shoot, we got some dogs that'll eat up them little chihuahuas.
We got some
Nick.
Dogs that'll
eat up. Shoot.
I got this big, this ferocious dog right now. She is ready to get at something that miss and get
push
lost and find their way to my house.
Push and reload button. That check I already wrote and cash, baby.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry about that, Harvey. I'm sorry, Coach. Are you okay?
No, right? No, hey, that's what makes live radio interesting.
Yeah.
Yo.
You can't push. You can't push reset when it's live.
Can't push reset when it's live, Nick.
Hello.
Tell Nick I said that.
We gonna tell Nick you said that. I'm gonna let you tell Nick that in person. You keep it up, Harvey. You keep that up.
Would love to meet him.
I need a bodyguard. I need a bodyguard to keep Nick from trying to hurt me sometimes. Nick be trying to kill me. I said, Nick,
I
can't borrow the helicopter.
Hey, I would love to play that role. And I get paid for it too. That's a beautiful thing.
You would get paid a whole bunch of Jesus and some hallelujahs.
You know, Jesus and hallelujah does come in some green. So every now and then when you get paid, you're like, hallelujah, thank you,
right.
Jesus. So hey, if it's about a few Benjamins, I'm okay with that.
And we might put you in some places. We might put you in some places where you see too many me say lordies. So we're gonna have to keep you in the front of some of them places. Me lordies.
That's right. Yeah, I had to come pray it up with some goggles on.
That's when your wife. That's when your family want to go. Everywhere, daddy going. No, daddy, we want to go
know,
with you in Miami.
I know. I tell people all the time, you don't put a crack here in the crack house. You don't do that. You just some places you just
I don't want
to
relapse. I don't need a relapse.
Thank you.
Right.
I already told Candace earlier that I had to change that lifestyle. I couldn't do the things that I used to do. Can't go to places I used to go. You know, I ain't going to act like I got it going on. Oh, I'm so strong. I can go to a strip bar. There's some places I can't go.
Right, you've been to fell out on the floor. Fell out, start shaking. Wally been to just fell out your body. Can't explain why you ain't got no gas to get home. Tell you. Yeah, I wake up like that.
Come home with a bunch of dollar bills, and my wife, she said, "Harvey, where you been?" I said, "Stars and Stripes, and I had to be there to use dollars." So I was at David Buster's, okay?
I was at David Buster's. I was getting newspapers. But you know how God works? You would come on with a bunch of crabs coming up your arm. Like, where the crabs on my arm came from? They make the kind you want to cook right there, I'll tell you. Be the back hosing yourself down with the dog after leaving the place.
Wait. Y'all got me having flashbacks. I'm through with y'all. I'm going to push reset at
205. No, don't put reset, Nick. Don't push reset.
I said 205.
All right, Candace, break up the fight. Break up the fight, Candace. Get back, Satan. Get behind us. Satan, get behind us.
That's one of
the
old ancient phones right there. We have a caller, Sheldon. Sheldon Sargent from the Navy is on the phone. Welcome to the Just Say It to Candace and Shelly show. Just say it. Do you have anything to say? Anything you want to get off your chest? Yellow.
Well, good morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Good morning.
Good.
Well,
I just want to let everybody know that I put out a police report for that hour that was stolen this morning. And I just was told that we're going to get a report and get the hour back in the fall.
That is what's up.
You did? Anybody calling the police? Anybody that tell me they jumping on my phone calling the police? I'm gonna have to have the mafia come and get you. You start talking about you didn't call the police for shit on my phone. That scared me. Sorry about that, Harvey. You know, made me say a bad word. Good morning, Sheldon. It's Shelly.
Hey, good morning, Shelly. How you doing?
I got
a question for Mr. Harvey.
Yes, sir.
I just want to know what's your viewpoint of some of the young men we have in today's society that have a fear for the stigma of joining the military, and also, you know, doing different things that's available to them that other cultures may look at different than we do.
So you're saying, why do some of the young people, or what do I think about some of the young people having problems or issues with joining the military? Was that your question? Was that correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. I don't know why, but I guess I would say because that's not the cool thing to do for them. But what I would like to press with the kids, because I go into high schools now and speak, and I'm saying, guys, you know, only 1% of the kids here in school can go to a Division I or go to college and play football, baseball. But all of us, 100% of us, can go to the military and get an education, play sports, do whatever you want to do and take up different trades and get paid for it. So you know, get paid for your education. So what I'm trying to stress to these kids, guys, quit looking at the glorified of sports and football of going to North Carolina. What's wrong with going into the military to get your education? You can come out and play sports, and you can do it at the same time. So I'm really pushing that, and I just think that's not the cool thing to do. You know, you want to go to high school, you want to get a scholarship to go to some of the top major SEC schools, SMU, where I went to school. But all of these kids can't qualify for that. But the military is not turning down many kids and many young people. So I would love to see them get into, hey, let's just get an education. Whatever it takes to get an education, let's go with that. And quit being so stereotyped. Oh, okay, the military, that's when you can't do nothing else. No, dude, the military is what's going to do. That could be your first choice. But they're making it your last. No, I'm not successful. So now you go to the military. We have to change that mindset. If we have to start out saying, hey, guys, you either go to North Carolina, Harvard, Tuskegee, SMU, or military. All of those in the same bracket of education. And we as a public, and I'm glad you asked that question, so some of the parents out there, we have to start pushing military. Some of the kids out there listening to this show, I know we have a lot of Drumline fans and a lot of Candace and Shelly fans in a young crowd. So they have to understand, man, we have to push this. Education first, whether it's military or Tuskegee. It doesn't matter. Let's go get an education.
Hey, that was really, really profound. This is Candace, because, by the way, and education is key to everything. You know, a lot of times, well, I know for a fact that when you go to college, well, you should go at an early age, and I'm not knocking anyone that goes later, but it's so vital that you go to college, you keep the flow going from high school, because that college education is teaching you of survival skills for life through your adulthood.
Right.
It's teaching you how to make positive decision-making skills to get you through the rest of your life. So a lot of times these kids that go through, and I'm going to say it,
the ones that go from college, from high school straight through college, they have an advantage because they get these this mindset. They're taught these skills. So when they come straight out of college at 25, 24, they already know how to survive out here and how to interact with people. And the most important thing to me that I've learned is how to coexist and interact with other, with different people from different races, cultures, languages. If you can't go out there and interact and you get mad, like last night, here's something. I called Uber to go up to this, you know, to go to run an errand. My Uber driver, one, they were lost, okay? They were lost. They were across the street, down the street, around the street. I'm standing on the curb, which is unacceptable, but I just wanted to just, you know, help them out. I get in the car, and then she goes, oh, my God, I was at your house. I know she wasn't because I saw her going down the street, so she's lying to me. And I'm like, well, I saw you across the street. Well, no, I was standing right in front of your house. And I'm thinking, okay, do not, you know, okay, so I let that slide. And she was just kept going with her lie. And I just was like, you know what, you're here now. So let's just, you know, you're here, we made it, you know. And so here I am babysitting. I'm like, you hit it, you made it, so let's just go. She said, what? She turned around at me and was ready to fight. What? You said something positive type of reaction, you know. And I'm thinking, well, what am I dealing with? Where did this clown come from? Because I didn't say anything negative to her. I just said, okay, we made it. Let's stop dwelling on, you know, the past and let's just keep forward, you know, and, you know, whatever. Oh, she took that the wrong way, and I hurried up and got out of that car and called another driver. So, you know, that right there shows me someone who's unprofessional, doesn't have the people skills, and just don't know how to, I guess, handle certain situations that might be going in their life. People go through things through their lives that, you know, I don't know about, which might enhance their reaction to things. But, however, if you have the control, the self-control, and the different skills and tools, you might have a tool that you were taught in psychology school, or a tool that was...
Hello?
Hello?
I think
we might have lost Candace. This is Harvey. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Where's Shelly at? She gone too?
I think Shelly and I don't know if we have other listeners, so we'll just elaborate on what she was saying just in case we do have people out there. I think the education is just a key. And what she said is learning, being exposed to different things. And what college does for people, it, regardless of where you go, it gives you exposure. It gives you the opportunity to be able to figure things out. It gives you study habits. It gives you to be committed to a certain class on being there at a certain time. And so just like the military, it just gives you more responsibilities than you had in high school. And then a lot of the kids that leave home, it's the first time you get away from home, you don't have that 24-hour supervision of a parent. And so I think that's awesome, and it gives you that ability to be able to learn how to cope.
Stay back.
I don't know. I heard that music going on.
I don't know what it is that you've done to me.
I guess it's the voice of music.
Beating triple times with thoughts of loving you.
on the air. We were obviously having some technical difficulties, and I was on a road, too. I am so, so weak right now, but strong. Well, I mean, when did I cut off? Because I went to a hole.
I think you was at the point where, I know you can hang up to the
Huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Where do we end? Okay, because I was going. I have no idea. All I know is that.
Candace, this is Shelly. Can you guys hear me? I was having technical difficulties, too.
Yeah, okay.
Me and Harvey was still on the phone, though.
Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
We pretty much we elaborated and basically were saying that education is just a key because it gives you the exposure, it gives you reason and ways to be committed to a class, to be committed to study. You know, it gives you more responsibility by you being away from home. Most kids leave home and go into college. Now you're not being supervised by your parents. It gives you responsibility. So when you go into the real world, you know how to be responsible. You know how to carry yourself. You know how to deal with people when you know you wasn't at your house last night, but the car was at the wrong place. So now I can be able to articulate, hey, Miss Candace, I'm sorry, I got confused, I got lost, but I'm here now. Where do you need to go? And that, I'm not saying college teaches that, but the exposure, being around different people, different cultures, and different things, allow you to be able to articulate yourself in a very professional manner. Being out of college, it's hard because now you're going, you're still in the streets. You got to broaden your awareness and your surroundings with people in order to know how to deal with all kinds of sorts of people.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. No, I agree with you, Harvey. Harvey, this is Shelly. I'm here, and you know, I usually break out the fireworks or the pistol or whatever we got to do, break out the cannons. And I'm just sitting here listening, and, you know, and it's true. I've dealt with a lot of people who are educated, but they have no respect at all.
Right.
You know, and I'm not saying, okay, well, join the military in order to learn how to be respectful, because that's something that's learned at home. That's a learned behavior, a taught behavior. I don't expect someone who's, you know, fresh from Penn State prison or whatever to come in and start directing traffic. But I do want a little bit of respect, just a tad bit. And so, you know, as Candace and I, we take these ventures, we meet different people for different reasons. God places obstacles in our way, you know, whether it be Uber or it's just the people that we're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And for us, they don't have to join the military in order to know what some damn respect is, and they will get some. And that's why, like you say, in church, a lot of people just need God in their life. And you'd be surprised what God will do for people. God will straighten that back out real quick. So if it's finding it in the military, finding it, you know, in your home, or finding it even now, it's never too late to learn how to have some respect, and everything else will follow.
So yeah, right. Definitely. You got to have respect.
Hey guys, I want to throw this out. I'm going to try to be real brief. You mentioned respect. Now, I was in the sauna the other day in the gym stretching. A young man walks in, a young black man walks in with his Bluetooth speakers, and he's playing music. So we're sitting there, I'm stretching, he's sitting there. The lyrics of that song was saying the N-word. It was saying the B-word. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm like, come on, man. I'm not acting like I'm perfect, but I'm not trying to hear that. I'm not trying to hear that N-word over and over. I'm not trying to hear the B-word. Not that I haven't used either one of them, but that life, I can't just go there. I can't sit there and listen to that. So the music is going and going. So I turn around. I'm trying not to say nothing, but I turn around. I can't. You can tell I'm not the shy one. I say, young man, yes. I say, hey, dude. Now, don't get me wrong now. I say it with a pleasant tone because I ain't crazy. I say, hey, dude. Now, if some white man, Asian man, Hispanic man walked in the sauna and heard that music and those words, and he said, yo, how you niggas doing? How you, man, call your mom the B word? Or your mom, your daughter. So I asked him, how would you feel if somebody felt that he had the right, because we didn't hear listening to it, to use that word with us? How would you respond to that? Man, I
they do.
He's like, nah, man, he can't say that to me. You know, it's only us. I said, but he hearing us say it. So how would he know he can't say it? And you talk about respect, and I wanted to bust him across his head and say, come on, man, we got to get better than this. We have to be better than this as a race. And as the young adults, and I'm like, come on, at just some places, you can't go there with that. And you talk about respect. I just thought that was so disrespectful. And I just wonder how he would have handled that if some man would have came in there and said that. Not to overtalk
It starts at home, Harvey. And as we were on the line right now, I have a 6-year-old daughter by the name of Hollywood. Shout out to young Hollywood. And she started to ask me for random things out of the refrigerator. And respectfully, you know, I told her, well, hold on a minute, you know, mommy's important. Remember, I'm a star, you know. And so before I know it, I'm like getting all of these random things out of the refrigerator. And I had to stop myself and say, you know what? You know, we're going to learn some respect and we're going to learn today, you know. And so then the phone just went crazy and like all these things happened. But it does start at home. So just the littlest things like that. Us making corrections with our children, it will help them out in the future if they want to join the military to learn how to put it in to, you know, to activate that. Then they need to make it active. But otherwise, it does start at home, and the education will follow. Sure enough, indeed.
And like you said too, Shelly, God. If you have God in your life, you definitely make you a more better person. To me, that's what I feel too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Coming up for how I came up, I mean, you know, changed my life. So. And education and stuff like that, how to deal with people and be professional, because I come across from the professional to the almost mind-gone people, and I know how to deal with all of them in a professional way. And everybody, you know, I respect everybody. I don't treat nobody according to what I may sense who they are. May they be strong or weak, I think everybody should be treated equally and respected, you know. That's how I live my life. So, you know, if
that's
I don't get respect, you know, it's strange, you know what I mean? So,
really nice of you to say, Coach T. Sounds like you're a cool cat.
Oh, yeah, Candace, yeah. That's basically what, like you said, he came in the gym with the Bluetooth. One, I don't think nobody should be able to hear his music, no matter what it was saying.
Thank you.
He, you know. As your music, you got to have fun. It shouldn't be even hearable to other people, because anybody could be doing something different. Nobody needs to hear. And like you say, why would he come in there? Like, I have seen a lot of people like don't get jobs because they don't know how to fill out applications right, because they say strange things in the application. Like, if you saw someone stealing, would you tell on them and tell the management? As a smart person, if you have any sense, I mean, you live a street code, I mean, you probably wouldn't, but why would you put on the application, no, I ain't no snitch, I ain't going to tell on, like, go, did you say that? You said that? I mean, if I saw somebody stealing something from the company, of course I'm not going to say nothing, but I'm going to say, yeah, I would tell. I need a
job, you know?
Nah. See, y'all not, you guys ain't nothing like me. I say, as long as it's not over $50,000, I'll buy it for you. Ma'am, you don't have to steal those Pampers, sir. You don't have to steal that rice. Young lady, put the ring down. Back away from the ring. Otherwise, if it's something like, you know, very important, I'm one of those people, I say, you know what, put it in my basket, I'll buy it for you. I'm OG like that. You know what I'm saying?
Remember.
No, I'm not going to snitch. I'm not going to go and turn them in. I might. They say something stupid. They'll be picking their stuff up off the aisle, but otherwise, you know, I'm going to help them out. And so, therefore, can I get a round of applause? Candace, I get a round of applause for that one.
There you go. How smart, that's...
Ooh. Look, she gave me a long round of applause. She gave me a long round of applause.
You want a long one?
No more. She's just being a jerk. That's not right. I said something real, and y'all, see, they be hating. They'll maybe have to push the reset button.
Strange world, though. Strange world, a lot of strange people. But, Harvey, so you play football? Harvey?
Yes,
You say you used to play football. What team you was with?
I played 4 years with the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, and 5 years with the Indianapolis Colts, 82 to 91.
Oh, you played with the big people. Because, you know, I'm not really a what years was that, though?
82 was my rookie year, and 91 was my last football season. They retired me in 92. because I didn't retire. You know, I still think I still want to play. Unfortunately,
okay.
The people that make that decision told me I can't play anymore, so I need to go home.
Oh, you need to go home. That's very interesting.
Well, you know, people always say I retire. See, retirement is your option. That means you wanted to. I didn't want to, so that's why I was just I'm making a joke out of like, no. But my last year in football was in 92, was with the coach.
Oh, okay. And that's when you say you was going to church or or you started like during playing football or when you got out?
No, I've been in church all my life. No, we grew up in church. You didn't play football or go to school or even breathe if you didn't go to church in my house. So church was a lifestyle in our house. So
yeah.
But that was, I was made to go. And so, of course, I always enjoyed it because that was a hangout spot for us. You know, you go get to see all your friends. But, of course, as you get older, you put away childish things. You understand the sincerity of the church. And you know, we talk about having God in our life. You know, only because you have God in life, it still takes more than that. But it makes you more accountable when somebody mm-hmm. had mentioned that earlier. Having God in your life and making God first in your life, it just makes you more accountable. Everything you do, you say, man, God is not going to approve of that. You know, you start being concerned about trying to live your life for God because that's what he did. He gave his life for you in order so you can live a better life, a good life. You know, and so that's what, well, and I think if we have these kids, they will respect their lives and other lives because I can't understand how you go up and just kill somebody. How can you fly a plane into a building and kill all these innocent people? You know, the Boston stuff. How can you go kill people? But if you have God in your life and the God we serve, because they saying God told them to do it. So I just think when we have God first and have God in our life, it makes us more accountable and it makes us respect the things and the people around us a little bit more.
Yeah.
Shelly, my applause is longer than yours, Shelly. Shelly, my applause is longer than yours.
Oh, you need to stop that. You was going on and on. I started laying down, holding on to the pillow, and you was like, respect. When you showed up in my house, you was like all in the room in my ear, respect, you going to learn today. You going to learn. God is going to give you something. I'm like, okay, Harvey, okay, right. God is going to give me that respect I'm going to need. We're going to learn today. It's hard. What noise is this? Well, it's hard, you know, when we grow up in a gang town, Harvey. It's hard. Now, you mentioned something about Marshall Faulk the other day, right?
Right.
I went and did a background check, and Marshall's really one of our homies. And so it's good when you take someone who's always been a part of a gang life or a group, a clan, or a bad boys club, and they turn into the angel of light. But what do you do when, you know, we have recklessness in our past and now you have to walk onto these streets? It's not really that safe. And so I'll try to connect with all my OGs across the world so I don't get shot and some of the things we've done in the past don't come back and shoot me in my doorway, you know, and stuff like that. Sometimes I feel like Malcolm X looking out the window with a rifle because of the gang land that we live in is so ignorant. And now I'm doing a long sentence. I don't even know what I'm talking about. But, I definitely want to get with Marshall Faulk and whoever else you connect us with that, you know what, happened. You know what? And I said all that to say, so we can correct some of our mistakes, our ignorant mistakes from the past, and some of us might be lost, but the new generation come up under us might be able to bear some of that good fruit that we were able to pick along the way. Not all of us are broken, but some of us do need to be thrown away.
I know we're short on time, but I'm going to make sure that you guys, because I see what you guys are doing, I see the format you have and the listeners you have on this, I think we can all make a difference. I appreciate what you guys are doing, but I'm gonna make sure I get you connected with Marshall, especially being out in San Diego and knowing the work that he's doing in the community with the kids and the military. He does it right there. So we'll talk more about that, and I'll get you guys connected.
Okay.
All right, well, we've had a very good show. I want to thank everyone for calling in. We have callers. If you want to say something, just go ahead and say it. Just be a little, you know, be respectful. We have Deacon Harvey Lee Armstrong on the line, who's also
a deacon.
A, Uh-huh. Yes. And also a retired football, defensive football player. So I see someone called in, 2258. Welcome, you on the line. Do you want to say something?
Yes, this is Quintus calling back in. I was actually in the midst of something when I got the number to call originally, and I had to sign off. I just did not want the show to go off without me wishing you the very best with your show, young lady, and what you're doing. I heard but all the wonderful things that Harvey had to say about what you all are doing in the community and with your show. So I wanted to wish you all the best, and I just tell my brother that I love him, man. I see the transformation. I see the peace, and it's a beautiful thing to live the life of Christ.
Well, that's it.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. We are so happy and honored. Thank you so much. All right, we're signing out. We just want everyone to enjoy your Sunday, and you just said it. Stay tuned to what we have going on. We have another. You can reach us at Kami Lucci, Facebook, and Instagram, all that stuff. It's a lot. Shelly Mantillon, you want to give out your information?
Shelly Mantillon at Facebook.com. And if you're going to go on my Instagram page, make sure you got sunglasses on.
Okay. Oh, I want to give these callers because now the switchboard is lighting up. Caller from Miami. Good morning. Caller from Miami. Area code 305.
Hello. Hi. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing wonderful. How's everybody? All over.
Good.
Hey, I just logged in. I didn't really hear all of the beginning, but from what I did hear, you're doing a wonderful job.
Mm-hmm.
Good,
thank you.
Good,
you're welcome. All right, Harvey. Thanks for coming on the air. Enjoy your Sunday, and let's. I want to invite you out. So if you invite you out to the show again. So we'll keep in touch. We'll follow up with you, and we're going to make that happen.
No problem. I'll love to come back. So y'all definitely. I'm a big fan of your show. So just let me know when you guys want me back on. I'll be just excited. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you,
You're
Harvey.
Welcome. Thanks. All right.
All right, go, Candace. Go Jesus.
Right, yo, brother. What's up, world? It's your boy, Core DJ Hershey of Magic 107.5 Atlanta Mix Show DJ. And you're tuned in to You Just Said It with my homegirl, Candace and Shelly.
Be your friend.